This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
A busy weekend in the Umpqua Valley. It is summertime, and that means there is a lot going on. We, of course, talk about a lot of the music at event venues and graffiti and things like that. But as well, there are things happening this summer through Roseburg Public Library for kids and adults. And Chris Wiley, the director, in to talk about it. This is really your busiest season, right?
This is the reason we are librarians. We love the summer reading program. It's what we live for. And it started June 1st. It goes through August 26th. And there's so much happening.
So summer reading program, is that part just a kid thing?
No, absolutely not. We have a program for all ages. It starts from birth through anybody who reads and loves literature. Literacy learning is invited to participate.
And it's something that obviously is sort of a library tradition, I imagine.
It really is. And you'll find summer reading programs all over the county, all over the state, all over the country. Libraries have been doing this for many, many years.
I imagine for some people, they do less reading in the summer because they're out doing more active things that they can't do during other times of the year. But it really just probably varies because some people have more free time based on their personal schedule.
Yeah, you never really know. Summer reading program has traditionally been a time to get kids engaged in public libraries and to bridge that gap between the school years so that they keep up their literacy skills. It's morphed into just a fantastic time for all ages, but we do spend a lot of our energy focused on those kids.
And I imagine as teachers would probably tell me in the summertime, if you've done your work during the school year and motivated kids to read for all the required work, that maybe they're going to want to read now for things that they're particularly interested in.
And that's where we come in, because we love to show kids that they can read for joy during the summertime. Yes, it keeps up their literacy skills, and yeah, we're bridging that gap, but we're also showing them all the books that they can engage with to read for pleasure.
Now, how does it work? Here we are already in July, so I can just picture somebody now saying, oh, it's too late.
It's never too late. In fact, our program, as I mentioned, started on June 1st, and everybody can backtrack their reading. For kids, we have three logs, and by kids, I mean birth through high school graduation. And so this is reading to kids, listening to books, or reading on their own. And they have three logs. Each log completes 7 hours of reading, and they bring that back once they've completed 7 hours, and they get the next log. When they complete three logs, they're in our grand prize drawing, and we're giving away 4 family passes for a year-long membership to Wildlife Safari.
So then do they indicate what they read specifically?
Not for that part of it. So that's the reading logs. The other component we have are book reviews. And I never expected book reviews to be so popular, but this is something that our youth services librarian, Aurora Rapp, introduced, and it has gone viral, so to speak, because she has amazing prizes in our display case. And every time a kid reads a book and writes a brief review, I mean, just a couple of sentences, or draws a picture, then they can tell us what prize they want to be in the drawing for. And we get hundreds, over 1,000 reviews for this, and it's continuing to grow every year.
Over 1,000 in a town the size of Roseburg.
And last year, I'm going to say it was about 1,400 book reviews. And we're going to exceed that this year for sure, because all of our numbers have increased this summer reading program.
Now, if somebody takes the time to do a review, even a brief one, that really shows you that they know what they read.
And that's what the whole point of this program was, to engage with the book just a little bit more than the reading log, which is simply a time-based system. This is telling us that, yes, you read the book, you understand it, you're going to share a little bit about it. And Aurora puts some of those reviews on our Facebook page, and I got to tell you, they are a stitch.
Now, do adults also do this?
Adults don't do this component. They get a log, and it's 30 prompts, and they tell us what book, the title, and the author that fits that prompt. And every time they complete one book and log it, that's one entry into our grand prize drawing. And we're giving away 12 $25 gift cards for businesses located in Roseburg. So if they complete one book and turn that log in, that's one entry. We tell folks you don't have to read them all. You read one, get that back to us, and you'll be in that drawing.
So for adults, then it's the number of books, not a particular time length.
Correct. And some of the prompts are fun. This year I put a book that's more than 500 pages just to stretch us. But it's about broadening your reading interests. So there's a book featuring a musician, and I just started a book called The Violin Conspiracy that I absolutely love. Probably would not have picked it up without that prompt.
Wow. So this all seems to be going really well.
It is. We've had our best June ever. Since we've been open, the most checkouts we've ever had, and I'm talking digital and physical materials, was just over 10,000. June of 2023, last month, was our highest ever. We beat that. We went to about 10,300 items, and that was combined digital and physical materials.
And again, this is in a place the size of Roseburg.
And it's fantastic to see all of these people engaged in reading, whatever format. Lots of audiobook listeners on our digital format, lots of physical books. In fact, our children's collection checks out at about 63% of all of our physical items are kids and teen books. That is wild to me, because everywhere else I've been, it's been more 50-50 between adults and children's materials. But here, our kids are reading a lot, and we want them to read even more.
Do you think any of these numbers tie into now being out of a pandemic and just all the shifts mentally people are making?
Absolutely. And what we've seen as our biggest shift has been the adoption of our digital materials. We have two platforms. We have Libby, which most folks are familiar with. We also have Cloud Library. And we're checking out about 30% of all circulation in digital format.
Wow. Is that go with numbers you see elsewhere in your library industry?
Yes. There's been a big shift since the pandemic, especially for more digital materials. Some libraries now, a few, I should say, will have more than 50% of their checkouts in digital format. But we're at 30%. We're great with that. With the size of our digital collections, that's solid.
Wow, it's interesting. You know, I mean, obviously, I grew up, because I'm old, with just books. There were no digital anything yet. And I've noticed that a lot of people, depending on where they are age-wise, there are some people that really want to just stick with physical books, and you still see people's homes with all these books and all of that. But other people look at things a little more practically and say, you know, I want to read a lot of things, but I don't, you know, my house is only so big, and I don't need all this space being taken up by books that I'll get back to again in a few years.
And you see those folks coming to use the physical books at the library because they don't have to find space in their home for it. And then, as you said, there is that shift to digital, especially audiobooks, because we are purchasing fewer and fewer books on CD. They just don't make them as much anymore. They're incredibly expensive. And then one disc gets scratched or goes missing, and we have to throw the whole thing out. Whereas we have these digital platforms, most folks have a device these days, and it supports most platforms.
You know, it's interesting how all this has shifted. Our studios here are about 5 to 6 years old, depending on which room. And when we came in here, we were told we would not have CD players. And some of us looked around and said, how are we going to do that for the music stations or the way we did things? But because we've got such a massive computer system, we rarely that comes up as an issue. Even on our program later today, the band Fairweather Friend, they sent me three songs. I've loaded them in the computer. They're all ready to go. No player is needed. And gosh, I've gone through vinyl, which, by the way, in music, vinyl sales now eclipse CDs. again. So CDs are kind of fading. I just feel like I've kind of gone through a whole cycle because I'm the guy with 500 albums in storage, but I've got, you know, probably a couple hundred CDs as well. And so it's interesting how all this stuff is shifting.
And vinyl is back. It's pretty amazing. What we want folks to know, though, is that they don't have to figure out our digital platforms on their own. They can give us a call, 541-492-7050, and we will help you get set up. We'll give you a tutorial. We'll troubleshoot things for you. We want this to be as simple as possible.
Do you feel like, for you personally, do you do more reading digitally or actually with physical books?
I am what's called a hybrid reader. I will read physical books. I will read on my phone. I will listen to books digitally. I don't listen to CDs anymore. They're too cumbersome. But what I often do is listen to a book and then read it so I can finish it faster.
Interesting. Well, and I, you know some folks in my industry who do voice work for some of these books sometimes as well. There are several of my colleagues in different places have done that.
It's a performance. And that's what the beauty of audiobooks is. If you get a great narrator, it's an experience. And once you find that voice that connects with you, you'll want to listen to everything they've ever done.
Interesting. I don't think that'll ever happen with people wanting to hear me read a book. We'll see. I'm going to take a break when we come back. More Chris Wiley from the Roseburg Public Library. And I think we'll check in with Aurora Ropp from the library in a moment as well. The interview, a podcast after one at 541radio.com. 1247 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1249, Lars Larson coming at 1. Umpqua Valley Live featuring Fairweather Friend at 4 o'clock and more. Monday on Inside Douglas County, a special treat, C.J. Chenier, who's going to be appearing at Music on the Half Shell Tuesday night. Zydeco performer, national artist. He will join us for the program Monday via phone as he gets ready to come out to the Umpqua Valley for his show the next evening. So if you're planning on going to Half Shell on Tuesday, make sure and listen to Inside Douglas County on Monday. Well, we've been talking about the Roseburg Public Library, and at the library right now, Aurora Ropp is on the phone. How's it going over there today?
Hey, it's going well, Kyle.
So you are the Children's and Youth Services Librarian. That's probably not exactly right, but close. Talk about the specifics of some of the children's programs and things you have going on this summer.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun things that we are doing this summer. Every Friday, we are out at Stewart Park doing an activity. So just this morning, I went out with a helper, and we did watercolor painting with water guns. So the kids got some colored watercolor water in their water guns and got to squirt paper and make their paintings that way. It was a whole lot of fun. Coming up, we have more fun things that we're doing out there. Next week, we're going to do Alka-Seltzer Rockets out at Stewart Park on Friday. And Alka-Seltzer Rockets are a ton of fun.
What are they?
So we take a old film canister and you put in part of an Alka-Seltzer tablet. And a little bit of water, and you close up your film canister, and then you set it down. And this is all very quick, because like within 3 seconds, it will shoot off, and all the gas buildup in there will shoot that film canister up super high. So kids get to decorate it. We have rocket fins that they can attach to make it look more like a rocket. And it's just a lot of fun to watch things pop off and explode.
Wow.
Within safety reasons. Nobody's going to get hurt. It's just Alka-Seltzer and water.
All right. Sounds messy, but okay. What are some of the other things you're going to be doing at the pavilion this summer?
Yeah. Some of the things we'll do at the pavilion, we'll have Roseburg Park's horticulturist, Haley Malone, will come out and talk to us about bees and pollinators in the butterfly garden. We'll be making motion art with marbles and paint. We will be having our big outside games, like a giant Connect Four, giant Jenga, and our giant bubbles out again. We'll be weaving and the last event is to be determined. I'm not sure yet what we'll do.
Now, at Stewart Park, you've got two pavilions. Which one are you at?
Yeah, we are at the pavilion that is the larger pavilion that's divided into east and west. It's right next to the children's playground. If you go, you can't miss us. We're there. We have library gear on. The library van is there, and we are setting up a fun time.
Now, I also know that Tuesday afternoons you have things happening inside the library. Talk about those.
Yeah, Tuesday afternoons. So Fridays is for pre-K through fifth grade. Tuesday afternoons is also for pre-K through fifth grade. We have different things that we do in the library building. We're going to have a Native American storyteller coming next week, and she'll be telling us some stories. We'll be doing a craft. We'll have a Lego day at the library, a detective day. We will be weaving reed baskets on a Tuesday in August. The kids will get to weave a basket that they can get then take home. We'll have the Ozobots out. They're always a ton of fun. Ozobots are the little robots that follow colored lines as coding, and you can get them to spin around or drive zigzag or follow a path, make decisions. They're a ton of fun every time we bring them out.
Now, Chris was telling me in our first segment that so many people are checking things out and participating that way. Are you seeing an increased response to these children's programs this summer?
Yeah, I think that our children's programs this summer do have a higher attendance rate than we have had in last year. Our very first children's program on a Friday, we ran out of supplies. I had to send somebody to the library to get more supplies. So we have been over prepared now. We are preparing for more people than we had originally expected.
And that's got to be a good thing, good problem to have, essentially.
It is. It is a great problem to have because we're just excited that kids in the community are hearing about projects that we're doing. They're coming and participating in projects. They're reading. They're having a fun time outside of school.
Now, do you ever get kids that come for these special programs this summer that maybe haven't been in the library in a long time or maybe ever?
We have. Yeah, we have gotten a lot of new patrons coming in. Yes, a lot of kids who haven't been in the library before or kids who were introduced to the library from a school field trip. We've had a couple of those come in. And so we're issuing new library cards to children and students. And they come in and they're like, well, I didn't know the library was open. I don't know how you don't know the library is open. We are open and glad to have you back here. So we're just glad they're showing up.
You mentioned library cards. Talk about that, how that works for young people.
Yeah, library cards for children who live within the Roseburg city limits. They get a resident card that's paid for by their property taxes. We also have a special program for children that live outside of city limits but attend a school within the Roseburg School District geographic boundary. And those children birthed through 18 in school can get a student card. They would be able to check out 10 items.
All right. And
so we do.
Is that something that the parents have to sign to?
Yes. Yes. Parents have to sign there. Minors cannot get a library card on their own. They have to have a parent there with them.
And what age do you start at for how young is too young to get one?
Right. So with the student cards, we will give babies student cards too if they are living within the Roseburg School District geographic boundary. Even, you know, babies need books, babies need to see images and words and start working with literacy. So that is definitely something we encourage from the very beginning.
And for people to find out more about that on the library side of things, web-wise, mm-hmm. Do you have kind of a children's section?
So if you go to our library website and you click to apply for a library card, we have more information there on library card types and what you need to apply for a library card.
All right, Aurora Ropp over at the Roseburg Public Library, the Children and Youth Services Librarian. Aurora, we'll let you get back to work. Thanks for talking to us.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, wrapping up the final segment here of the program, Chris Wiley in studio today. And that's just how busy it is. You're here, she's there. You got people working all over the place.
Absolutely. And I would be remiss if I didn't just thank Aurora for all of her hard work. This is what she lives for, and she does an amazing job. And she is in charge of our Harry Potter Day, which is coming up on the 29th of July from 10 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. If you are any kind of a Harry Potter fan, this is the event for you. Kids from birth to 18 years old can sign up to get into the drawing for a free quilt. It's beautiful. It's hanging at the library. There are lots of crafts to do that day, trivia, lots of prizes. Dress up, come on, and have fun with Harry Potter and Hogwarts.
And real quick, before the music runs out, what if people want to donate materials?
Oh, we are happy to take materials anytime the library is open. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 10 to 6, Friday, Saturday, 10 to 2. Drop them off at the front desk.
All right. Chris Wiley, Aurora Ropp, Roseburg Public Library. Chris, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Kyle.
1258 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.